Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good afternoon. I hope that your day's been going great, and I'm thank you so much for tuning in again. I do want to remind you, if this is the show that you're tuning into, that I do have another show from 6 to 7. I know that's early, but it's Start Your Day in a Positive Way here on the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1590 KVTA. I do want to remind you, if you miss any part of my shows, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com. Also on Facebook, very active on Facebook, got lots of friends, lots of giveaways, started a sweepstake there. Go to Kim Pagano Show and like us, become one of our friends, share us. That's what it's all about. All my shows are downloaded there and also on my website and also on iTunes. So today we have lots of giveaways. We've got the California Strawberry Festival coming up. We've got Rubicon, Love Loss, and What I Wore tickets for that. We've got the California Jazz and Wine Festival coming up Sunday, May 18th, 1 to 4. I've got tickets, and today we're going to be talking to the drummer, Burley Drummond, from the band Ambrosia, one of our old-time favorites, so I'm excited to talk about that. I do want to introduce my studio today. I've got Prudence Gensman in here, long friend, and used to be a co-host with me, and now she's been working hard writing a book, and she's all about mindset reset. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and Anne Marie Williams, and thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you for having me as well.
Of course, and Tom Spence, and of course everybody knows Tom. And Tom, we have a list of giveaways. Let's talk about that for a second.
Let's do some of the shows that we have coming up here. Love Loss and What I Wore at the Rubicon Theater, that runs through May 11th. We also have Old Town Camarillo. This is actually the culinary crawl that's going on May 4th, which is tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah.
That's nice. And Three Blonde Moms, very funny ladies, and you can get tickets for that and end up at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club to see Three Blonde Moms. California Strawberry Festival, that's May 17th and 18th. And then there's another big fest. It's the California Jazz and Wine Festival on May 18th. Tickets for all of those events.
There you go. I do want to do a little shout out to Fresh Picks by Deerdorf Organic. And I get their box every other week, and it's $25. You get fresh, organic. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like the first spinach harvest box I've gotten. Last week I got artichokes that were to die for. This week is carrots, beets, broccoli, tomatoes, zucchini, peppers, and more, and it's all fresh. So I definitely urge you to get your box so that you can kind of like eat healthy out of the box.
Right. And does this make you dream up new recipes?
It really does. And not only that,
and eat healthier.
Yeah. Look at, she gives you all these amazing recipes on here, and tells you, you know what's, I mean, probably the biggest thing that I've learned is how to store it. You know, I mean, because you know how you get a whole box, and so a lot of people are like, I never use that. It lasts till my next box.
Oh, that's really good, because I know one thing for me is I'm always afraid that if I buy a lot of vegetables or fruits, it's going to go bad, and I feel bad throwing it out.
Yeah.
So that's really great to know.
Yeah, so all you have to do, Christine Smith is really great. There's drop-offs everywhere. You go pick it up. I go to a winery in Camarillo, and pick it up there. But give her a call at 805-487-7801. Tell her Kim Pagano Show sent you. It's a great thing, so definitely get yourself a little bit healthy. I mean, it's a win-win. All right. Well, our first guest is on the line, and Austin Kean, and he is the Show Your Work, 10 Ways to Share Your Creativity and Get Discovered. Also, we're going to talk to Karina Bennett, a mother from Ojai, who helped launch Count the Kicks app. And, you know, I lost a baby. I'm all about this, so I thought I would bring her in and support something that she's doing. Also, we're going to talk about with Jeff, right?
Jeff Hahn from Mission Oaks Cafe.
Yes.
He's going to be on in a little bit.
We got something to give away there.
Right.
And also Burley Drummond from the band Ambrosia. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our first guest, Austin, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about your book and what you do and who you are.
Well, I'm a writer and an artist, and I've written two books now that are kind of about my experience, becoming an artist and putting my stuff out in the world. My last book was called Steal Like an Artist, and that was all about taking inspiration and influence from other artists and turning it into something new and something of your own. And so that book was about how to be more creative, and this book is about how to share your creativity, how to put your work out there in the world in a way that resonates with people.
I love it. I'm looking at one of your pages, 1 year, and it's just got, little X's, you know? Is that your whole year right there?
Yeah, one of the things, it's so important to have a daily
practice. I turned too far. 1 day is one check. 1 month is 30 checks. I love it. I mean, that's another concept to look at it. Like, okay, right? The day's over. It was a great day.
That's the idea. I stole that from Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld keeps a wall calendar on his wall, and every day after he finishes writing jokes, he makes an X in the box for the day, and he says his job isn't to write great jokes. His job is just work enough that he deserves that X that he puts in the box. And then his job is to not break the chain and to work every day. And so, you know, if you do a little bit of work every day, the days add up into something big.
Hmm.
Austin, Anne Marie here. We all have hobbies, I think, and we all dream about turning those hobbies into a career. How do you decide whether your hobby can make money?
Good question.
For me personally, I never bet on it. You know, I always had day jobs, and I always kept my day jobs, even after my first book came out. I always told myself that when I made as much money off of my art as I did at my day job, then I would quit and do it full time. And, well, you know, luckily for me, that happened. But I think what's most important is to figure out a way to keep your passions in your life no matter what, whether you have a day job or whether it's your main gig. And I think the way you do that is you just set aside, again, we're going back to this idea of a little bit of work every day, you know. You just set aside enough time to do that thing that you're passionate about and keep it in your life. And whether it's your main gig or whether it's a side project, you keep it in your life and it makes your life better.
Hi, Austin. This is Prudence. I love the idea of doing a little bit and letting it add up. And the idea, though, is you're still working towards the thing that you love and the thing that brings you joy. And then if, and the hope is that it will eventually provide and produce a career or other avenues and opportunities, but you never know until you start trying and moving that direction. How would you advise people, you know, what are ways to help unlock their creativity and start taking those steps? What would you suggest?
Well, other than a daily practice, I think, you know, on the flip side of working every day, I think sharing a little bit every day is the first way to get started, because it's great if you're, you know, being creative in your time and you're working on your passion, but if you don't share it with others, you won't get as far. And so I think one way to get started on that path is to, every day after you've done your work, take 15 or 20 minutes and go on social media or go on your own website, on your blog, and share some little bits and pieces of your process every day. And again, those little bits and pieces that you share, those will add up over time into something bigger.
So is that what you mean when you say in order to be found, you have to be findable? Are you doing that through social media?
I think social media is one way. Social media to me is just a place where people hang out, you know. So, like, people hang out on Twitter, they hang out on Facebook, they hang out on LinkedIn. And that's one piece of the puzzle. I think it's also important to, you know, have your own website, have your own domain name, have your own blog where you post your own work, and a place where people can always find you, because social media is great, but we all remember MySpace, right? We all remember
yeah.
Friendster. These things disappear, and so it's important to be building something of your own. So someplace that you're going to last and hang out for longer.
Oh, that's a really good point. I do want to remind anybody that's tuning in with us right now that, one, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're restarting your day here in a positive way. We're talking with Austin Kleon. We're talking about his book, Show Your Work, and 10 Ways to Share Your Creativity and Get Discovered. So we talked about a couple different ways, one, the internet and all that. What has probably been your most successful way?
Well, my most successful way, I really, you know, again, I believe in the power of a really good website. And what I think happens is that, you know, over time, people get to know you. If you share your work every day and you put yourself out there and you kind of get known for something, the best thing that can happen from that is you kind of meet your people. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, you have to find an audience, but I actually think your audience finds you. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to make work that you really believe in and work that you really feel good about, because that's the only way you're going to attract the people that you need to meet. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me, the best thing that's happened is by putting work out in the world that I really believe in, I've been able to meet so many people that have helped me along, you know, in my own career and my personal life. And just basically, I've met my own kind of, the people that I've always wanted to meet just by putting work out there that means something to me.
And I really totally agree with that, because I really believe that all the right people show up, you know, even in your life, in your friendship, in your world. You put out there your best authentic self, and that's what shows up. That's the right people. Now, your book is a little bit different. Tell us a little bit about your style of art.
Well, you know, I'm a little bit different for an author. I also draw, and I also make visual art. And so my books, I've always believed in Alice in Wonderland's quote, where she says, "What's the point of a book without any pictures in it?" And so all my books have pictures and words together. You know, I kind of like to joke that they're like picture adults, or they're like picture books for all ages, basically. And so when you open one of my books, they're very graphical, and they're very they have a lot of illustrations.
Austin, how many books do you have?
I have 3 books. Okay. I have a book called Newspaper Blackout, and then Steal Like an Artist, and then Show Your Work.
Ah, okay. All right. And so what's your plans? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I think after I get done with this book tour, I'm going to start a new book. I'm not totally sure what it's going to be. You know, what form it's going to take. But I think it's going to be a little less about giving advice and a little bit more about telling stories to inspire people and not just giving them lists of things to do.
Yeah. Now, is there somebody that inspired you?
Oh, gosh. I'm really inspired by my friend Wendy McNaughton. She has a new book out called Meanwhile in San Francisco. And what Wendy did is she went around her town, San Francisco, and she just observed people and drew them and told their stories in this book. And I find that really, I just find it a really inspiring book. And she's also someone I met over the internet just because I put my work out there. And
I love it. I love it. All right. Yeah. You have your own force, and that's what it's all about. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Where do we find your book?
You can find my books anywhere books are sold, online or hopefully in your local bookstore.
All right. Well, Austin, you know what? Very cool. We all say that we want to kind of shine from the inside, and it sounds like that's what you're doing. You're telling your story and showing everybody.
I hope so.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff Hahn, right? And,
yes, from Mission Oaks Cafe.
Yeah, and we're going to find out about, he's got a grand opening. It's a new restaurant. But not only that, Jeff Hahn actually is very, he's got a lot of resources that he does for our community here. And I want to learn more about him. So you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Let's give away something right now. How about some California Strawberry Festival tickets? 419-0008, 419-0008, 31st Annual Celebration, and that's May 17th and the 18th. And give us a call right now. Stay with us.
Yeah. I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our morning show every morning, every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 here on AM 1590 KVTA. Start your day in a positive way, and then again from 2 to 3. We talk about the brighter side of the 805. And our next guest is Jeff Hahn. I haven't had a chance to meet him. I've heard all about him, but he has a new restaurant that just opened up, Mission Oaks Cafe. And but not only that, you know, my kids went to Camarillo High School, and I heard a lot about some of the things that he does.
Jeff is very, very involved.
Yeah.
Hello, Jeff. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jeff. So Jeff, Jeff is actually, he's the new owner of the Mission Oaks Cafe.
Yeah.
And you're having a grand reopening on May 8th. Is that correct, Jeff?
That's correct. At 5:45 p.m., the Chamber of Commerce of Camarillo comes and does a ceremony, and we've invited a lot of guests. We're going to have free hors d'oeuvres and some fun, and introduce the community to our new endeavor.
Right. And I know you have some really unique offerings at your restaurant. In particular, there's a special salsa that a certain Martha Stewart was very fond of.
Ooh.
We offer this dish all day, and it's called the Cowtown Breakfast Burger with Kiwi Serrano Salsa.
Okay, I'm so there. Like, just give me a little kick and I'm good to go, right? You know, we walked in there yesterday and checked it out, and oh my God, I'm looking at the arugula salad that you have there. That's one of my favorites. We talked about that, mm-hmm. Right, Amory?
Right.
But just a really great feeling there. So I wish you lots of luck, and I can't wait to meet you and have you come on and, you know, really talk about what your plans are.
But, well, thank you.
But
I appreciate it.
In the meantime, Jeff does a lot for the community. Tell us why you got into the restaurant business, because I know that's not your first career choice.
Well, the short story is that my wife and we grew up in Camarillo, and I have another job, a day job, and I wanted to retire, and so we were flipping homes, and, of course, that got very difficult. So we have some friends that own Sharky's Restaurant in Camarillo, Ventura,
Okay. And
we decided to talk to them about opening a restaurant. They suggested an existing one. We happened to go to Mission Oaks Cafe regularly, and the owner was willing to sell it to us. So that's the story. And we want to serve our community, and we thought this was one of the best ways to be face-to-face with them and, you know, be part of Camarillo and all of Ventura County. We have customers from all over Moore Park, Thousand Oaks, Oxnard, everywhere.
And you work with several nonprofits, so tell us about that.
Yeah, we've decided to go with at least 10 to start, probably up 20 nonprofits in Camarillo, and customers come in and they write the nonprofit that we have at the entrance there on their ticket, put it in the jar, and at the end of the month we will give 5% of whatever comes in for that nonprofit to that organization. So we're excited about that.
Very, very exciting. And so the grand reopening is May 8th, but you also have a whole weekend full of activities. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to have live music on Saturday night with local Brian White, who went to Rio Mesa and is part of the Camarillo High Booster Club now. And he and his wife do acoustic guitar and singing. They will be there on Saturday evening from 6:30 to 9:30. And then Mother's Day, of course, Sunday, which will be a big day. We'll celebrate that.
Wow. Well, that's great. And I know that you want to actually give something away on my show, and I appreciate that, because that's what we do here, is we always give back to my listeners, and I appreciate it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have a $25 gift certificate that we'd be happy to give away, and I'm not sure how we'll put that together, but you can talk about that with your audience later. But we have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're open for all three, and we have a full bar as well.
Ooh, okay, very good. So, again, I'm going to give out our phone number right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and you can call in right now for Mission Oaks Cafe. That's a $25 gift certificate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And definitely want to go over there, check it out, say hi to Jeff, tell him you heard us about it on our show. And it's just another great place to eat.
Right. And I just want to say that it's located at 5227 Mission Oaks Boulevard in Camarillo, at the corner of Wood Creek and Mission Oaks. It's open 7 to 9, correct, Jeff?
Yes, daily, and the bar stays open later.
Okay, awesome.
There you go. All right. I heard it's got great food, so I can't wait to go and check it out. So thank you so much, Jeff, for being a part.
Well, thank you for inviting me. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to meeting you.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And what we're going to do is we're going to come back and talk to Karina Bennett. We're talking about her new app that Count the Kicks. And Karina, unfortunately, I apologize for this, but she lost a baby. But now she's, you know, we always just come back stronger. We come back to help other people. And I shared in that same thing. So I'm very passionate about this. So stay with us. We're going to be right back. Also, what I do want to tell you is we do have another giveaway, kind of like leading into Mother's Day here somehow, some way. I mean, it's right next week, but Anne-Marie and I just went over to Bella Capri Inn and Suites, and let me tell you, we were really surprised by this.
We were blown away.
Yeah. I mean, it really, I had no idea that the rooms were so, like,
they're
where
serene.
Do we, yeah.
That's the best word I can come up with this, serene.
Yeah, it was very quaint. They're clean. They're, it's like you can walk to the town right there. So we are giving away, what are we giving away? You have it all in front of you,
we
right?
We are giving away a one-night stay, which is a value of about $90. You can also use it to apply toward an upgrade for a suite.
Right.
And let me tell you, the suites are
That's
fabulous.
That's where you really want
right.
to go. I
but
know.
You
yeah.
want to be in the suite.
Yeah.
Plus two VIP breakfast vouchers valid at the Old Town Cafe, which is right next door.
Yeah.
Fabulous food again.
Yeah. So
some unique offerings.
Yeah. So we've got food all over the place. Anyways, just all you have to do is call right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk with Karina Bennett, and we're going to talk about Count the Kicks and her new app. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Na, 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 na.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to talk about another event that is coming up, and that is the California Jazz and Wine Festival, and that is Sunday, May 18th, 1 to 4 over at Caneo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. I am a sponsor. I have tickets, and I have Ambrosia, one of the drummers, on the line right now. Burley Drummond, are you there?
I am, Kim.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yes. Gosh, I'm telling you, when we just had Barbara on last week, we were talking about, and she mentioned that Ambrosia is going to be there, and we were like, yes, that is awesome. So tell us a little bit, what are you doing, where are you at, and what's going on in your life?
Well, first of all, we're really looking forward to playing for the California Jazz and Wine. I mean, the cause is amazing, putting instruments back into the schools and, you know, helping with the musical education. It's just so important. And being a musician, I mean, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today if I didn't have that growing up. So I just want to ensure that kids and future generations have the same opportunities I had to learn. So.
Right.
But Ambrosia, yeah.
Yeah, Burley. Now, who was your, like, mentor? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, right?
A few years,
I know, yeah. But who was one of your mentors? I mean, and what got you started?
Well, I had kind of a strange upbringing. I grew up in Turkey. I was a military army brat, and I was exposed to a lot of ethnic drumming very young. But when I came back to the United States, you know, of course, I got swept up in rock and roll and eventually ended up at UCLA, where I had some of the members of the LA Philharmonic teaching me. And in one of the great jazz drummers of all time, Freddie Gruber, I became his student, but and studied with Ala Raka, Ravi Shankar as the tabla player. So I've had it from everybody.
Right.
And now that I teach, I'm learning from my students, you know, so it's...
Where do you teach?
I teach in Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
I have a studio, and I teach out of that. And Ambrosia, we just had a huge highlight Sunday night. We played with Michael McDonald down in San Pedro.
In San Pedro. That's where my husband's from. How funny. Wow. That's awesome.
So, but Ambrosia is really looking forward to this. And since I live in Thousand Oaks, it's very close to me, and it's a great organization, the Rotary Club, that's putting it on. And man, I mean, it's just getting better and better every year. I think it's going to become, you know, a big event for Thousand Oaks on a yearly basis.
I think, you know, each year it gets bigger and better and bigger and better, and I can't wait. Prudence, you had a question.
Just you're sharing the cause is to help get music back into the schools, and it's so important. You know, music's one of those avenues that touches upon all areas of the brain and can really help spark creativity. And so that's so wonderful that you've taken what you have a passion for and you're able to share that with others in such a powerful way.
I mean, you know, it's amazing. I mean, even discovering the uses of music as far as physical therapy and mental therapy. And, you know, people are just discovering, you know, how people with dementia and things like that, you play, you know, music of their past and they come out of it.
Yeah, it takes you back to where you were at that time of your life. That's what music does for me. I mean, I don't know, everybody's looking at me.
Yes.
Don't you agree? Yeah. And so I can't imagine that, you know, like what you're saying is, you know, somebody with dementia, it takes them back to where they were, and I think that's so important. What are you going to be playing? What can we look forward to?
Well, we're going to play all the hits. Biggest Part of Me, How Much I Feel, You're the Only Woman, Holding On to Yesterday, and I Just Can't Let Go. And we'll do some of the early prog tunes that we did that are, you know, a little more adventurous. And we have some new songs that are, you know, that we'll do especially for the jazz festival because they're a little jazzier, feature some good sax playing.
Wow. And so, okay, have you always been the drummer? Do you play other instruments too?
I do. I play a lot of instruments, mostly for writing. I mean, if I was going to walk on a stage to play for somebody, I'd want to have a drum set.
Okay.
Because that's what I do the best. But of course, to survive in music, you have to play a lot of.
You have to be versatile.
Yeah.
My youngest son plays drums, and you know, it's interesting. We just had a family party, and there was my nephew came over, and he was like not even two, and he got up there and he just started playing. Do you think it's like embedded in you? Do you think that that's something that, you know, is like a passion that is a gift?
Oh, I think to some extent, but I also think I've seen people that have, no talent or inclination to it, and just bore down and work real hard, and it's amazing what you can accomplish. So I don't think it's mandatory. I mean, some people just have that inclination where they can do certain things, but that doesn't, you know, I've also seen some of the most apparently talented people not do anything with it. And I've seen people that have had to work really hard at it become the greatest. So,
Burley, Anne Marie here. This is, being a drummer has always been on my bucket list.
Oh.
I've always had a secret desire.
You can come and play on my son's drums.
I've seen bucket drummers, though.
Oh, bucket drummers, yeah.
That'll be me.
Yeah. So
tell us, how did you become a part of Ambrosia?
I joined the band in 1970, so I'm one of the originals. But I was the last of four people, you know, to be in the band. They found me. There was this little service in Hollywood called the Musicians Contact Service. And I was out of high school, and I went into Hollywood and spent $5 to put my little name on a post, you know, on a little, you know, 3x5 card on the wall. And a month later, I got a call, and it was from, you know, the other three guys in Ambrosia. And they came over, and, you know, I think we became a band, you know, just talking in my living room. And, of course, we had our first jam session, and, that first song lasted an hour and a half. And we knew this is it.
I'm a huge fan of a certain writer. Tell us how you co-wrote a song with Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we did our first album, and Joe, the bass player in the band, was reading Cat's Cradle at the time. Mm. And, that's the song of Volkanon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we had other lyrics, and he came in one day, and he had the song of Volkanon with him, and he just started singing those lyrics, and they fit perfectly into the song. And so, oh, great. Okay, so, you know, so we wrote a second verse to go along with it, and then the album is almost done. It's going into mastering, and somebody goes, hey, did anybody ever ask for Vonnegut? It was okay. Yeah, so then there, all of a sudden there's this panic, you know, and we reached for Vonnegut, and of course we played him the song, and he signed off immediately. He loved it. In fact, he said he sent us a card. I think this nice was getting a lot of airplay in New York where he lived, and he said he sent us this card saying, hey, you know, everybody knows that music is the only art that's worth a damn.
I love it. There you go. Yeah. So now, does the group all live in California, or are you spread out?
No, we're all based around Los Angeles. One of my guys is, you know, spent some of his time in Milwaukee because he was married there for a while. And,
wow.
Has a studio there, but he really lives here now.
And do you guys get together and practice?
Oh, yeah.
You do. How often do you practice?
Oh, we practice before, when we have something coming up.
Right.
Like the month of May is kind of heavy, so we'll practice and we'll try to, you know, cover all the bases that we have to deal. Like say, for instance, we just played with Michael McDonald, so we had to learn, you know, about five or six Michael McDonald things. So, you know, we had to get together and work it out, work out the harmony, work out the pacing.
So your next one is obviously California Jazz and Wine Fest. You're going to be there. And again, that's May 18th, 1 to 4. Where else can we see you? What can we expect?
We'll be playing around town. We play the Canyon Club once a year. And we'll be around. I mean, we're doing a lot back east now. Summer's the time
Burley, do you have children?
Sorry,
go ahead. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Are they drummers?
My son is going to be the opening drummer.
I love it. Isn't that great when you just, you know, it's a full circle.
Wow. Okay, he's not available, please let me know.
Okay. Yeah, wow. You know what? Thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you. And again, California Jazz and Wine Festival, what a great thing for you to be here in our, you know, Thousand Oaks. And it's exciting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, you got it. Again, Sunday, May 18th, 1 to 4, California Jazz Festival. We got Ambrosia. That's who we were just talking to, Burley Drummond, and they are going to be there. I have tickets. Call in right now, 419-0008. 419-0008, and you can also go to californiajazzwine.com for tickets if you don't get them here. And stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we've got lots more.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. We talk about the things that can enhance our life and make us live our dreams and really fulfill our lives. That's what it's all about. I've got Prudence Gensman here, Mindset Reset. I've got Anne Marie Williams. I got Tom Spence. And our new guest is Karina Bennett. She has a story, and she's made a difference, and she's making a difference right now. It's called Count the Kicks, and let's talk to her a little bit about that. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kim, for having me on the show today, and thank you for including me with this wonderful group of people. I'm excited to be on because I do feel like this is really a play it forward story in a play it forward group, so I feel amongst good friends here. My son died in an umbilical cord accident, but I have been focusing my energy on helping other people, and that is so exciting to me to be able to help other families have healthy babies. And the organization that I work with gets baby save stories all the time, and it makes my heart sing. It makes me feel so happy to be able to do this type of work of helping others.
So how are you going about doing that? How are you making a difference? And I love when something, you know, is a passionate about changing other people's, you know, lives.
Yes. Well, thankfully, we have a very successful campaign called Count the Kicks. So we have plenty of research to back up, plenty of medical research to back up that this works to help babies. And for me, that is so exciting because when my son died, I was devastated, obviously, but to find an answer was an incredible gift to say, gosh, this happened to me, but how do we make sure this doesn't happen to other people? And then have an answer is amazing.
So what exactly is Count the Kicks? What does that mean? How does that work?
Count the Kicks is a campaign that shows the importance of tracking a baby's movement and teaches moms how to do it. And it's very simple. Some of the best things in life, like putting on a seatbelt or putting on sunscreen, can be amazingly effective in preventing harm. So Count the Kicks is like that. That's what's so great about it. It's sometimes the simpler things in life are what really work. And what studies have shown is that when a mom pays attention every day to her baby's movement, the same, ideally the same time of day, but every day to her baby's movement, if something is off, she knows. And then she contacts her doctor. It's that simple. It's free and it's easy.
Did you know something was wrong?
I didn't. And I work with people who did. And unfortunately, those are, I think, really sad stories when someone has gone into the hospital and said there's something off. But
because that was my story. I did know something was wrong. Yeah. I had my first child. This felt so different to me. I felt pain on my right side. I went into the doctors. I'm like, something's not. They're like, oh, you're just nervous. You're just. That's nonsense. They should take, know our own bodies.
Well, that's one of the things I really love about Count the Kicks campaign is it's empowering to mom. And it's not the primary reason for the campaign, but it also shows that moms are calmer. Like research shows that when mom is tuning in and connecting with her baby, it actually starts the bonding. I know I experienced that. I have a beautiful daughter named Phoenix now who just turned 10 months old.
Oh,
she's gorgeous. I wish I could show pictures.
Yeah.
I wish I could show you all pictures, but it's radio. But she's gorgeous. And we were so connected. I mean, because I would tune in. Obviously, when I had Phoenix, I knew the importance of, tracking my baby's movements. I knew to tune every day and pay attention. And so I was doing that all the time. But when she came out, we were already so in love with each other. We were so bonded. And that's kind of like the happy side effect of sitting down every day and picking a time. Usually it takes about half an hour. Usually it's very quick, but it can take up to 2 hours. And we call it Count the Kicks, but a kick can be a roll, a jab, a twist,
flutter,
anything,
yeah,
a flutter, anything,
exactly.
But basically anything but a hiccup.
Yeah.
So tell us about the new Count the Kicks phone app. How does that work?
Ooh, we are so excited. I am so excited about this. I really think it's a game changer. The new Count the Kicks app is free. You can go to the Apple Store. It's been approved. It's also at the Google Play Store for those on Androids and whatnot. You just download that onto your phone, and you don't even have to do a profile, but there's an opportunity to do a profile. Somebody can do it offline, and there's a little foot, and when you feel it, you just click that little foot and it counts for you to 10. And one of the things that I think is amazing is that you can print this information out and bring it to your doctor's visit. Because I think the classic is like you go to your doctor and the doctor talks to you about your pregnancy. At the end, the very end, they say, so how's the baby moving? And most moms are like, I don't know, the baby's moving. This gives you concrete hand to your doctor, like here you go, here's a chart. So it does all the work for you and all the work for the doctor.
Especially for a first time mom who isn't really sure, what am I supposed to feel?
Yeah.
What is it supposed to feel like? Is this normal? Is this not normal? All those things that you don't know, especially if you've never had a child before.
You know, what I want to know, and maybe you would know this, is how often are there stillborns and births, and how often are people, can this make a difference?
Oh, gosh, Kim, that's such a good question.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, there's way more stillbirths than people are aware, and it is a really hard subject. I mean, it's hard for me to talk about even. I have to kind of like get myself ready because it was my son that passed, but it's unfortunately 26,000 babies that die every year in the U.S., which is comparable to the number of fetal deaths, meaning like the babies that die within the first year. So it's about the same numbers. I've had friends say to me like, 30 years ago, nobody talked about miscarriage, and now people are talking about miscarriage. Jay-Z rapped about miscarriage, and he's like a rapper, a guy, and now it's being talked about. I hope that we can talk about stillbirth in a calm way that helps protect children, because the only way to stop it is to know what to do. So I didn't know. I was very healthy. I took care of myself. It was my second pregnancy, and my doctor.
Oh, it was your second.
It was my second. I'd had a successful first pregnancy, and so my doctor was kind of asleep at the wheel for the second one and didn't talk to me about the importance of the baby's movements. And I I thought everything was going to be fine because everything, I was worried about the birth, you know, I was like, oh my God, the baby's coming, what's going to happen? And I knew it would hurt this time. You know, I was thinking about that, not thinking about watching my baby's movements. And if I had tracked them, if I had known like, okay, you know, this is happening when, I might have noticed a change. And if I had noticed a change, I could have possibly prevented his death. Now, does it work 100% of the time? No. But it's like seatbelts. Does a seatbelt work 100% of the time? No. But you should put on your seatbelt because it really could save your life. And we do get those success stories. And that's just, it's just so amazing when we get emailed or a call that says, oh my God, I did it. I felt it. And I went to the hospital and they saved my baby's life. It's just, it feels amazing.
Now, you say, so you're a Count the Kicks ambassador, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And so you also talk about baby saves.
Yeah.
What is that?
A baby save is when we successfully save a baby's life with Count the Kicks. It's when a mom notices, you know, like every day at 11, I sit down and my baby is moving. And, you know, today he's not moving that much. And it doesn't, and it's really important for that mom to feel like she can call her doctor. I think, Kim, you were speaking about that earlier, your doctor not validating your concerns and not listening to you. If for some reason you don't feel like your doctor is listening to you, go to someone else. It is, yes. You are the mom. You are the first line of defense. You know what you're doing. Like, it's important that every mom feels comfortable bringing concerns to the doctor because you're having a baby. The doctor isn't. And we work in partnership with doctors. But just like anything else, there are good doctors and bad doctors. And even good doctors have bad days when they might not be paying attention. So if mom feels like something is off, you make sure you get seen. That's the point.
Right. Now, my baby was my second one too. So you do have a little bit of, you know, you already know kind of what's happening. But you, I mean, for me, I felt something different. You didn't feel something different,
no.
Right?
I feel like if I had been paying attention, this is why, I feel like I was so busy. I was working. I had my first child who was just turning two. I just felt like I wish I had paid more attention. Like I wish.
Do you just have one child now?
I have two. I have a beautiful girl that was born.
Okay, so yes. So question, now how did you become the ambassador?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was feeling really sad and confused and was like, what can I do here? And I found this organization and it made me feel so much better to see that somebody was, you know, not somebody, a group of people were taking action to help. And to change things in the right direction was so inspiring to me. And I said, I have to be a part of this. I cannot bring my son back, but I can help stop other parents from experiencing the pain that I experienced. I think that's how things get changed in the world. I think I believe in God, and I believe that's how change is manifested. We are each given things to do in the world. And this, I never would have thought that I would have experienced a stillbirth. I didn't even know that they still happened. I thought it was something that our grandmothers went through, but I experienced a stillbirth and I feel like I've been called upon to help other people with this.
So you had your baby, he was actually born, but is that correct?
Yeah. He was born still, meaning he was born, he was dead when he was born and we buried him. And
so mine was the same way, but they revived my baby.
Wow.
Yeah. But it wasn't a good thing. It's, you know, so you never know. I mean, right. And they were like, we're in the business of help, right. Saving. So there's pros and cons to right. life, you know, and right. we never do it. But I love that you have turned it around to yeah. a brighter side and, you know, found a different direction that can help other moms out there. What about your husband? We kind of never talk about the husbands or the dads right. of how hard it is for them, too.
That's a great question. I mean, dads are very important. He's very supportive of the work that I do with Count the Kicks. He and I actually have a business together with another partner, and we're able to do pro bono work for this campaign. So I'm actually racing off to complete the video that we're working on for this. We have a new Count the Kicks app that we're launching, that we're talking about. So we're releasing the new app. So he helps in that regard.
So what, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Karina Bennett, and we're talking about Count the Kicks. That's a new app that she's coming out with, or that you're the ambassador for. But and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Who started Count the Kicks?
There are five moms in Iowa. The nonprofit is actually called Healthy Birthday because every baby deserves a healthy birthday. In fact, we're looking forward to throwing birthday parties in the future to fundraise, which I think is a great idea. But they're all moms who lost a baby, and they all said, we need to do something about it. And so they formed this group and formed the Count the Kicks campaign because all the research says this is so effective. And what's amazing is this started in Iowa. You can look up the Iowa public health records, and consistently since the campaign has been launched in Iowa, the stillbirth rate has dropped. And wow, it's just amazing. It gives me chills every time I look.
When I noticed that in the brochure that you brought with you, what it makes me think of, because it says every day to spend, 10 minutes or 10 kicks, count the 10 kicks, feel the 10 kicks. But I think it also brings that awareness to the mom and what everything feels like. And so you know when something then is like, wait, this is a new feeling, or oh wow, this isn't, where's my 10th kick, or where's my, it's very interesting that it helps. I would almost even want to talk to moms after they've used this and after they've had the baby to see if they've even become more in tune with their body in general.
Well, that's what she was saying, is really, it is. And it's almost like, we do as moms, especially if you had a child before, you kind of, you're just getting through it, But this is actually a moment of almost like a meditation, a moment of connecting with your body as well as your baby. So I love it.
I think it brings great awareness to body awareness, and then even after.
I totally agree with you.
Where do people find more about this?
Well, you can go to the website, which is www.countthekicks.org, but you can go straight to the Apple Store and find the Count the Kicks app. If you're pregnant, I say just skip the website. You don't need to read about it. You can just do it. I mean, it is so easy and it is free. So go for it.
Wow. Well, that's great. All right. Well, Prudence, I know that we were going to talk to you a little bit. In fact, we will just kind of move right on into that instead of even taking a break. And I appreciate you being here and sharing this. And I, I'm sorry for your sadness and like mine. But you know what? We have learned to turn our lives around.
Go in the direction of love.
And we're blessed to have other children. And
that's right.
What a great guest.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Oh, you are so welcome. Okay, and we're gonna have you back in and talk about where you're going with everything. So definitely, Prudence Gensman, Mindset Reset. We've got like a couple minutes, and I know that I always want to just chat with you a little bit about this. It's spring cleaning of your life and your thoughts. Tell us a little bit about that.
I can sum it up in a few different little ways, but spring cleaning is so important because we get rid of the old stuff and we can allow new things to come in. And that can be both physical things, so we can get rid of that clutter that's been bothering us in our home, to mental things. What's the mental clutter that we've been filling our mind with? And I like to talk about it from a 100 energy point system. If you have all these things in your house, now that's taking up all of your energy. It's spread out with just these things around the house that now you've got in some way, shape, or form do something about. You got to dust it, clean it, put it away, whatever. So taking a look first at what's around you that's taking your energy away.
Wow.
Yeah, but the most important things I could tell you is, number one, put things away, period. Find a home, put it away. And my mom is probably laughing if she's listening to this going, who is this woman on the phone?
Yeah.
Woman on the radio?
And not under the rug.
Exactly. Yeah.
And not under the bed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And not in the closet or the garage, because then it's still there and it's still another mess that you have to attend to.
Yeah,
right?
Because I believe in touch it once. You get that piece of mail, it either goes to where you pay your bills or you take care of it and get done with it. If it's trash, throw it in the trash. If it's recycle, throw it in the recycle. Do not touch it more than once. Try and the least amount you touch it, the better. Put it away and throw it out.
I love it.
I like that rule. Yeah. One touch rule.
Yeah. And most of the time it works. There's some things you have to touch a couple times, but one touch. And it just makes life much easier. And really, spring cleaning, although right now is the season for it, we can do it any time of the year. And I think it's important to periodically do it, maybe every 3 months or every 2 months, whatever you feel you need to shift and get that stuff out.
Right. My car is my thing that I usually have really clean. And it's interesting. So, you could keep everything in your trunk. That's what I did the other day. Anne Marie got in my car and she's like, I always have my car. I got everything out. I was like, and I got rid of it and it's done. But that's what it's all about, is really cleaning through those things that
it's weight. It's you know, it's weighing on you, correct?
Well, there's a saying that, you know, a cluttered life is similar to what's going on in your mind.
Oh.
So what is your home saying about yourself? What is your car saying about yourself? What is your office saying about yourself? So
wow.
It's
Well, you know, Prudence, give out your phone number if anybody would like to work with you on, and let me tell you, I'm telling you, spring cleaning your life and your thoughts is with, you know, Prudence Gensman, Mindset Reset. She's just written a book. It's going to be out. We'll have her back on to talk about that. Where do they get in touch with you?
You can reach me by email, prudence@mindsetreset.com or at 805-409-7177.
All right. And again, Karina Bennett, thank you so much for joining us on our show. Give out Count the Kicks, right? We just go to Apple now. I mean, what a great – it's such a prevalent thing that you really want to do if you're pregnant right now, or you know, grandkids that are coming or anything like that. Share this app, Count the Kicks, and find out more about it. Anne Marie, I know you've got something coming up, and we're working on it this weekend, right?
I have something tomorrow.
Right.
It's called There's No Place Like Hope Family Picnic and Hoedown. It's a free family event. It's from 10 to 4. It's in Santa Rosa Valley off of Hill Canyon. There'll be banners and signs and balloons at the entrance, so you can't miss it. There'll be food, vendors, exhibitions all day long.
Pies.
Bring your kids. And a pie auction.
There you go.
And Kim is making an avocado pie.
That's right, to donate. So
yes.
Yeah. But anyways, it's a great family fun thing. And again, it's all for a great cause. So
California Coastal Horse Rescue.
Yeah.
It benefits.
There you go. All these great things. If you forgot anything from my show, just you can always give me a call at 419-0008. If nothing else, get your name in to win some of these great tickets, and also become one of our friends on Facebook so that you can share my show with everybody. Again, I want to remind you, every Saturday morning from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, Tom Spence, and all my listeners. Let me end my show with a moment of happiness. Be happy with what you have and are. Be generous with both, and you won't have to hunt for happiness. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you next week.